AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tiger Woods is in surgery at a hospital in Southern California. The golfer was involved in a crash this morning. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Authorities, along with his manager, say golf star Tiger Woods suffered leg injuries in a vehicle rollover in the Los Angeles area today. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said Woods had to be extricated from the vehicle with the jaws of life tools. No other cars were involved in the wreck. This is the third time Woods has been involved in a car investigation. The most notorious was the early morning after Thanksgiving in 2009, when his SUV ran over a fire hydrant and hit a tree. In May of 2017, Florida police found Woods asleep behind the wheel of a parked car. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun testified before a Senate committee. He just found out yesterday about a report from an FBI field office that forecast the chances extremists would commit war in Washington on the day of the Capitol riot.
They received it the evening of the 5th, reviewed it, and then forwarded it over to an official at the intelligence division over at U.S. Capitol Police headquarters.
You hadn't seen it yourself?
No, ma'am. It did not go any further than that.
Sun says he never saw violence like he saw on the day of the riot.
No civilian law enforcement agency, to include the United States Capitol Police, is trained or equipped to repel an insurrection of thousands of individuals focused on breaching a building at all costs.
Five people died as a result of the violence, including a Capitol Police officer. President Biden says there will be changes in the fight against the coronavirus. He's hoping they are changes for the better.
Things are going to continue to change and change somewhat rapidly. I think you're going to see that next fall, it's going to be different than last fall.
The White House says states will get 14.5 million doses of vaccine this week. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Philip remains in a hospital. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Buckingham Palace says Philip, the Queen's 99-year-old husband, is comfortable and responding to treatment, but is not expected to leave hospital for several days. He was admitted to the private King Edward VII a week ago after feeling ill. Royal officials had called it a precautionary measure. Philip's younger son, Prince Edward, has told British broadcaster Sky News that his father is now a lot better. Philip, who retired from public duties in 2017, rarely appears in public. It's unclear what kind of infection the prince has. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Senate voted 92-7 to confirm Tom Vilsack as Agriculture Secretary, his second time on the job. Vilsack was Agriculture Secretary during the entire Obama administration. He faced minimal opposition during the confirmation process. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.